huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Pretty much consumerism is depreciating money or a depreciating liability. How to get anything for free, except one thing. So it's Rob Moore here, and I'm going to share with you in this episode how to get anything for free. In fact, how to get anything for free and get paid for it. If it sounds like BS or a scam, then stay with me. Now, the caveat is I can't show you or teach you how to get sex for free or even get paid for sex. So caveat, just in case, go and find another OnlyFans influencer for that. In fact, you know what? Let me show you. If you're listening to the podcast, you'll just have to imagine. So I don't know if you can see in there, there's a Lambo, an Aventador, Lamborghini Aventador. You can see it's a freaking mess. I built this big garage extension, just got to do it again. Not enough room. And this, I own a Lamborghini Aventador, and it was free. Let me show you in here. So you can see there, the Lambo, that was free. You can see here a 1987 Ferrari Testarossa. Beautiful, isn't it? Beautiful. See the pictures on the wall? Maybe there's a reflection there. That 1987 Ferrari Testarossa was free. That Lamborghini Aventador was free. Free. Here's how. First off, I'll talk to you about consumerism and how usually buying brands is not free. So most cars are a liability. Most material items you buy, they depreciate in value. You buy an iPhone for £800, it goes down to £200. You buy a Lamborghini Aventador for $350,000, it goes down to $200,000. Although if you buy the Ferrari Testarossa, that will go up in value. You buy food, it depreciates to zero. You pretty much buy anything. You buy this garden furniture here, you pay £2,000 for it, it goes down to 200 quid. So pretty much consumerism is depreciating money or a depreciating liability. However, there are some things that are assets that appreciate in value. For example, real estate. Maybe some digital assets you have. Some people have web domains. I know someone who owns shop.com. She does £1 billion a year in revenue. Shop.com will be worth hundreds of millions, probably tens of millions. You can have your personal brand and your content that are assets. You could write books, do audio programs, have podcasts, YouTube channels, and these are all assets. So what you need to do to buy anything for free is first invest in assets that create income, and then you use the income to pay for the depreciating liability. That's the standard model. Now, you can do that on a capital or an income basis, and I'll talk to you about that now. So let's say you want an entry to mid-level Mercedes, something like that. Let's say it's, what, £40,000, something like that, £50,000 maybe. And let's say you work out that the monthly payments on it are £350 a month. Two single buy-to-lets in the right area at the right yield, two family dwelling properties, should net you £350 per month. So instead of buying the Mercedes for £50,000 and seeing it go down to 20 in 3 to 5 years, or getting a loan on it, which is also depreciating. Sometimes a lease is cheaper than owning, by the way. You've got to do your own research on that. But if you get a lease and you pay £350 a month on that, then that's, of course, more than £4,000 a year to run that car. Whereas if you buy two buy-to-lets that pay net £350 plus a bit, maybe £400 a month, then you can use the income from the asset to pay the loan on the car. The asset will keep churning out money every single month to pay for the car. The car will be free. And in 3 years, you can give the car back and get the new model. And so not only do you get new material items for free, you get the newest material items for free, and you can chop and change them every 3 years. You don't have to sell them. You don't have the buying and selling costs, which will probably be 10% of the overall asset price. You don't have to wait 3 to 6 months, deal with tire kickers. You know, there's virtually no maintenance because it's a new car. You get a warranty. And all of a sudden, you have this brand new asset for free. Now, another way to do it is to invest in an asset and then use capital from the asset to buy the liability. Now, I prefer not to, because capital lumps, i.e. the full 40 to 50 grand for the car, if I put that in the car, I'm turning that capital from 50 grand into 20 grand in 3 to 5 years. Whereas if I put that capital in an asset, I might turn that into £500 a month or £300 a month for the rest of my life, and it appreciates in value. So, anything that you want in your life, a nice holiday, a nice car, a nice house, some clothing, etc., work out how much recurring income you need to pay for it, and then use capital of yours or other people's to invest in assets to create that recurring income. Now, some people at this point say, hey, Rob, that's all very well and good, but what happens if you don't have any capital? Then you have to use your sweat equity, your ingenuity, your creativity, your resourcefulness. You have to learn to do joint ventures and partnerships and low and no money down investing, because you can get into properties doing the management, the sourcing, the maintenance, and someone else funds it, and you do a 50-50 split. And you can start with no capital. That's how I did. My first 100 deals were all no money down to me. They were my business partner's money, his mum's money, his stepdad's money, my mum's money after a few years, and then private investor finance. Now, of course, if you've got a partner and you needed two properties that pay you net 200 each, 400 a month, then if you're halving that, you need four. But here's the added bonus. When you have a depreciating liability, the value of that asset goes down over time. But when you invest in an appreciating asset, the value of that goes up over time. So you don't just get a free Lamborghini or a free Ferrari Testarossa or a free mansion or whatever. You also get an asset that appreciates in value. So let's say, I mean, the Lambo is free on an LLP asset that we have. But let's say, I mean, there's one of my properties that could probably pay for 20 Lamborghinis, you know, 20 Lamborghini Aventadors, roughly speaking. So let's say I wanted 20 Lamborghinis because I just wanted one in every color. Then I would have this 120,000 square foot property that kicks out enough net income for 20 Lambos. I can own 20 Lambos, but in 10 years, the Lambos have been paid down or off, because if I get some kind of finance on the Lambo, which means it's paid off over time, so I end up owning it. In 10 years, I own those 20 Lambos. And if you buy the right Lambo, it might go up in value, like the SVR, for example. Or is it the SVJ? Yeah, it's the SVJ. The Range Rover is the SVR. But you buy the limited edition ones. The Murcielagos have started to go up a bit. If you have a Lamborghini Miura, you're doing well right now. So you choose your Lambos well. You get them. You pay them off over a 10-year period from recurring income from a property. Now, don't get me wrong. This is a big deal. I'm talking about a big deal. But the concept's exactly the same with one buy-to-let or one 100-unit conversion. Not only do you have 20 Lambos that you've had the complete running and maintenance and management and depreciation completely for free, and then you own them, but your property that might have been worth 20 million to pay net income for 20 Lambos has gone from 20 million to 40 million. And the rental's gone up as well, so you can actually now afford 27 Lambos. I've never used a 20 or 27 Lambo example. But what you do is you delay gratification now for a little bit. Instead of spending the capital on depreciating liabilities, you save the capital, invest it into assets, and use the asset to hire or lease or hire purchase the asset. You can do it for pretty much all things. You can get little loans now for 2, 3, and 5 years to own a watch. So you could get a Rolex Daytona. What are they probably now? 25, 30 grand, whatever they are. And you get a little loan on that, you know, probably a couple of hundred a month or something like that. You get one buy-to-let, net 200 a month. You get a free Daytona. over 5 years, 3 years, you've paid off, you own the Daytona outright, you own the asset outright, the asset has gone up in value, the rental has gone up in value, and the bloody Rolex Daytona goes up in value. And do you know what? They don't teach this shit in school. So please hit the share button right now. If you're listening on my podcast episode, please just take time to share this episode. Hit the share button. Why? Because people don't know this at school. Imagine if you were taught this shit at school. I remember being taught this by Warren Bourget 15 years ago. I think he probably learned it from Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Imagine learning this when you're 18 years old. Imagine. Imagine how rich everyone would be. Imagine how much more happy everyone would be. Money doesn't buy happiness, Rob. Fucking does! So please hit the share button. Let's teach as many people about this as possible. Because the more wealthy everyone is, the more wealthy you are. Because if all your customers and clients and followers and fans are wealthy, then they could pay you a lot more money. Don't be stingy with what you know. Share it with everyone you know. Hit the share button. So that is the model and the rule. How to own anything for free. You want a new iPhone, don't spend 800 quid on it. Get one asset that pays £200 a month, and in 4 months, you've paid completely free for the new iPhone. This is the rule. Follow the rules. It works for pretty much anything. It's also motivating because you set a target. You know, people say money isn't that important. Well, actually, money is a great way to set a target and a goal. You know, like if you want to lose 5 kilos and you set your weight, and you might even have a picture, a pin up on the wall of someone who looks like you want to look. And that creates action and attraction and energy and decision and momentum. Well, it's the same. Let's say it's okay to say you want a Ferrari Testarossa, or you want an Aston Martin or a Tesla or whatever. People always say, oh, Rob, you know, I don't want all your cars, but you probably want a nice car. Maybe you want a Range Rover. I don't care what. Maybe you want a supercar. So what you do, you set a goal by going, how can I finance that? What would be the monthly repayments? What would be the term? After how long would I own it? Okay, so I need X recurring income. Go and invest in assets that create that recurring income, and then use that recurring income to buy the liability. And if you choose the right liability, it'll become an asset. Like the Lambos, they usually drop to about 180, 185,000, and then they usually don't drop. So I'm probably going to keep that Aventador. It's the convertible version. They only made 300 of them. So in 20 or 30 years, that Lambo's going to be worth loads of money. That Ferrari Testarossa, 1987, 12,000 miles, it's going to be worth a lot of money. So I've got what people perceive to be a depreciating liability for free, but it's actually an appreciating asset after the depreciation. And you can do it with watches and material items and shopping and holidays and anything. You know, like, I probably shouldn't rant about this. I should probably do a separate episode on it. But, you know, a lot of people go on holiday to run away from their pain, and they come back and they've put £5,000 on a credit card, and now they're in more debt, and they've forgotten, the pain that they hid from for a week, and they've lost their tan and they put weight on. I don't get it. You should be investing in assets that make your holidays free. If you have an LLP or a company structure, you can actually run your travel and accommodation through your company and basically run your profit down if it's also a work-related trip. So I like to merge passion and profession, work and play, so I can run my holidays through the business to reduce my profit legitimately, get your accountant's advice on that, so you don't have the come down of a massive bill after a holiday. And like I said, most people, I do think that they're running away from things. All right, you need some rest and blah, blah, blah. That's another rant for another day. Please hit the share button. I'm really excited about sharing this content with you. This rule for life can make you very rich and enjoy all material items as well, and earn them and set them as a goal and set them as a target and give you traction and energy and actually admit you want nice things in life. There's a deeper content around this, and there's more technical content around this. I'll probably share this in another episode. But for now, hit the share button and let's help as many people as we can manage their money better. Imagine if you'd learned this in school. And remember this: if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. There are only three decisions you can make. Number one is no decision. Number two is the wrong decision. Number three is the right decision. And all of them involve pain. So why don't you just make the right decision? People are avoiding the right decision because it's painful, but so is the wrong decision and so is no decision. You can use company structures. So someone has put it, definitely ask an accountant's advice. Well, ask the right accountant, because a lot of accountants will tell you what can't be done. But yeah, there's offsettable tax breaks. LLPs mean you can run cars through them that you can't on a limited company. So if you put a car through a limited company, you pay company car tax, and that can be really penal. Even just sort of, you know, fairly cheap 30 grand cars can cost you hundreds of pounds in tax a month. Whereas if you have an LLP, and as long as it's a good trading vehicle, then you can run one car per partner through that. So yeah, definitely get some advice from a good accountant on that. Hit the share button, turn depreciating liabilities into appreciating assets, and invest in assets that produce income to buy liabilities and get them all for free. Oh, and by the way, your personal brand is one of those. If you like, I have a stars and supporter program here. So if you create content and you turn your content into an asset, your podcast has ad revenue, your YouTube channel has ad revenue, you have supporters and stars and a Patreon on your content, then you could get paid tens of thousands of pounds a month just for the content that you create. And then those tens of thousands of pounds a month can pay for all your depreciating liabilities, and your personal brand becomes an asset. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, haters. I need more haters. I ain't got enough haters. Haters, you need to step up your game. Come on, bring it on. Hit the share button, and remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.